Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your look into local motorsports. My name is J.J. Nunn, co-hosting tonight with Gary Wyatt and Michael Reffler. We're your source for the latest local racing news every Tuesday from 6 to 7. I'd like to say thank you to our sponsors, On Wheels Now, TheBomberNation.com, Campout, sorry for the brief moment in lapse in our diverse technology that we have going on here. We're broadcasting live from the Blue Room in central Las Vegas. Just like to welcome everybody to the show, my co-host Gary Wyatt and Michael Reffler here tonight. This past weekend, we again from Alex Speedway to the Sands Memorial Race. That was one heck of a show, delayed twice due to rain and storms and dust, and they tried to get it in. They did finally get the race in. So our results on that we have coming up later. Hi, Mikey. Good.
Go ahead, keep talking. Do what you do best,
Jason. Do what I do best. Well, if Wyatt would say hello, that would be nice. I know he's behind the board tonight. So
how's everybody doing tonight?
I'm doing fantastic. We're just trying to piece things together. Please, everybody, have patience. No, you're never too loud. Not at all. Not at all. Nope, we're good. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good.
I just got a few bugs to work on.
That's all.
Hey, and when, yeah, we feel right at home.
Get the exterminator, guys. Oh, what's his name? Our buddy who runs that mod. Who do we need? Yeah, Crispy Critters. We got bugs running around. Who is Scott?
Osborne.
Yeah, the Oz. Get the Oz over here.
Oh, the O car.
That's all. The Oz car. So, they never did get the mods in down in Prompt Valley Speedway. They didn't, I don't think they got, did they get that race
yes.
in?
Yes, they did get that race in. And once again, congratulations to Levi Kiefer. He won that big race again, the Sam Stringer Memorial.
Back-to-back wins.
Yes. Yes, he won last year as well.
All right, sweet. And he sold that car.
Yes.
Yeah, he sold that car to Steve Nash. Nash has been campaigning that, and I guess Levi rented it from him because that car was red and black number 36 that Levi ran last year. So I guess maybe, I don't know, one of the conditions selling the car that Levi could get back in it for the Sam Stringer Memorial. So one heck of a fast car, that's for sure. We bailed out of there before they finished. What, the first break they went under red flag?
Yeah.
They had nine laps in?
Yes, due to wind and rain.
So that was brutal. I've never seen that before. Lightning all around us. We didn't run this weekend. I think it was a blessing we didn't have the bombers out there, even though we wanted to do some testing. We had Tim Bell, our crew chief, put in a new water pump, and Alex helping him along, putting in a new radiator, aluminum radiator, which we didn't have a chance to check out. So we're going to have to wait till August 3rd. That's the next race down at Pahrump Valley Speedway. And the pit gates open at 4 o'clock, stands open at 5 o'clock. Racing starts promptly at 7. We're only running twice in August, aren't we, Gary?
Yes, sir. We're running the
August
the 3rd and the 31st.
And the 31st.
Yep.
So we got a nice three-weekend break coming along.
Now,
let's see what we got from Michael. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, so you got 3 weeks off?
Yeah, 3 weeks off.
You guys don't know what to do with yourself 3 weeks off.
Yeah. If it was up to Gary, like, you know, last week he called Chad and said, hey, put us on Chad and put us on the schedule. You know, but
is that what happened?
No, Chad put us on the schedule.
Oh, okay.
Gary did.
It had nothing to do with Gary calling Chad and asking him to put you on.
No, there was a mistake in the website, and Chad had used his Facebook to announce the Pahrump Valley Speedway Facebook. I don't have Facebook. I don't have time for that. And he had put us on the schedule, and we went down there and showed up, and nobody else did. But we had Arlie. Red number 10 car. He rolled along with us. But unfortunately, none of the prompt drivers made it out for one reason or another. I don't know. So,
and you mean just for the bomber race?
Right. It was only three of us, and they had a full schedule. The dwarfs were off also. They had a good group of coupes that had showed up, and usually the mini stocks and the modified minis were on. The hobby stocks are on the schedule, but they didn't run either. And anybody who was off, I think it was a favor because Mother Nature was not cooperating.
Well, that was one of the things I was wondering, because I thought you guys didn't race because of the weather, like maybe the track got soaked and it was like too wet.
No, to keep it fair, because Chad put us on the schedule, Chad said we could run. You know, we only had three cars. That's, you know, not a show. But it would have been a non-points race. So we just decided to sit out, you know, in fairness to the prompt guys. I guess they didn't know that there was a race. And maybe, I don't know, word didn't get around. We called Dale and Arlie, and Arlie came along. I know Dale had a hard hit in the wall, and that Cadillac got torn up. He was running up in the high groove last race, and just where a lot of people don't know with Pahrump Valley Speedway, where they come on in the fourth turn, it's like a transition. I mean, you have the cars come on, and it flattens out. Because we have the heats and so many cars entered through there, it actually packs out to a flat spot in turn four. And if you get up there in the 2.5 to 3 groove and you slide that car up onto the flat spot, it's going to take you into the wall. and we've seen it time and time again. You could look on the turn four wall right after the entrance on the track, and there's a big chunk out of it.
Right.
A big chunk, and not by Dale. This has been there for years, because when I started running down there in 03, I found out where that transition is. And unfortunately, Dale Kane got up there two races ago, and that Cadillac that weighs in at over 4,000 pounds just got, rear wheels got up there, and it just hammered the right front onto the wall. So he didn't make it. All in all, though, we just decided, you know what, it's going to be a long show. They had 19 Superstock show up for the Sam Stringer Memorial. We just decided, well, keep it fair, you know, instead of just three of us racing, we put our cars on the trailer, parked them out front, and watch the races. That's all. So this way it didn't hurt us, except gas towing down, and this way it gives the Pahrump guys another week to work on their cars. I know Raghu, John had some problems with his, and we're waiting for Jonathan Mitchell. One person who we didn't expect to show up was Ryan Lane, but Ryan Lane came out in his mini stock.
Yep, he showed up in his mini stock.
So, you know, he was under the impression that the Bombers weren't running either. I guess he don't have Facebook or whatever, or checked, you know, because I've been working off the schedule off the website. So,
that's what I thought, too. I seen that it was.
All in all, you know, no harm, no foul. It cost us $125 in gas to tow down and come back, but, you know, we saw some racing action. The mini stocks put on a show, and so did the coupes and modified minis. So it wasn't all in all a total loss.
Well, in Gary's eyes, it's a small price to pay for racing.
Welcome to racing, guys.
You know.
And I noticed he didn't come back with any cars either, so it makes a lot of neighbors happy.
Yeah, we came back carless.
Well, they're Pahrump cars now.
Yes.
They're Pahrumpians.
Yeah.
They're for sale.
Yep, and they're for sale, and they're Pahrump cars. And, you know, this way it's not saying that they're Las Vegas cars anymore.
Yes.
It's they're...
They found permanent residency in Pahrump.
Yeah.
So how does that work? Do they have to sit there for 24 hours or longer to be Pahrumpian cars?
Well, they're going
to
sit there for 2 weeks now. So.
2 weeks, that's right.
They're very noticeable on Calvada Boulevard, yeah. That is. I don't even know where I am down there. Yeah. I go down. I've been going down there, I don't know, so many years, 10-some-odd years now. Okay. I know I-60 to Basin Road, make a right, make a left after the cop station. And I don't know.
DMV.
The DMV. See, I don't travel down there.
Don't get distracted and follow the flashing red lights.
Prior to just a couple weeks ago or a few months ago, I never got off the 160. It was like we eat on the 160, we jump on the 160,
right.
And come. We don't.
We don't deviate. I don't know. We found a way and found a place, and the cars are resting in Pahrump. So they're, what are they, Pahrumpian mobiles? Or?
Yes. Now they can't say nothing about the Vegas cars.
Yep.
The Pahrump cars.
And hopefully they don't get in their head that once they're in Pahrump, they belong to all Pahrumpians.
And thanks to my daughter and Stacy for letting them park out there in front of their house.
Yeah. So it's... they're for sale. The price is right.
Isn't that how it goes? Everything's got a price.
Everything's got a price. Definitely. So, you know, it's something. It's a change. I don't know. JC Motorsports may take another avenue. It's under discussion, and we'll see where it goes. Gary and I have been talking, past couple races now.
We'll see what happens.
Wait a minute, guys. We might have some breaking news here. So why don't we go to break, and then we'll talk about it some more. Again, of course, they're talking about Pahrump Valley Speedway. You can go to PahrumpValleySpeedway.com or TheBomberNation.com. And we'll see you after the break.
The
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, the BomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen, start your engine!
That's the sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports. So don't miss the action. We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Pahrump Valley Speedway. Where? I said Pahrump Valley Speedway, your local dirt track. Take the kids or just get out of town for a night of exciting dirt track action. This quarter-mile diamond in the desert is just over the hump in Pahrump, the place to be on Saturday night. With mini stocks, IMCA mods, cam coupes, and more. There's something for everybody at PahrumpValleySpeedway.com.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Welcome back to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. And we're talking about possibly some inside news about the JC Motorsports team.
Well, it's not too much to elaborate right now. It's just on the back burner, and we'll see where what happens with the cars and
I won't push
what we're going to do with if it comes to the front burner. So we'll see where we're at. It's just tossing around some ideas.
I'm hoping to hear the inside scoop on this after the show, so you guys have to tell me.
Hey, you remember all the when the mics are off? That's when all the talking starts.
That's when all the talking happens. Yeah, I can't tell you what I heard, but it's pretty cool stuff, man. I don't know. Hey, speaking of cool stuff, I want to bring up. I don't know if you guys saw about 4 o'clock today. They were broadcasting on TV the Eldora race. We got the Camping World trucks on dirt. That's exciting, crazy news for me. They're practicing today.
Are they really?
Yeah,
that's who said that. Okay.
You got to watch it tomorrow. It's going to be something. It's something else. We got in Kyle Busch's car. You got Bloomquist, which we all know he's, this crazy dirt racer that wins everything in dirt. He's in Kyle Busch's 51 Camping World truck car. So. Truck.
Well, this is something. We had the Barkers and Kaylee Barker come down to Pahrump, and they checked out the dirt track, and this is where Kaylee wants to head next.
Nice.
I mean, she's running the Super Stock. She's running the Super Late model. Okay, the next step that she had mentioned, that father and mom had mentioned, that she'd be looking at trucks, and they had brought up the dirt track.
Yes.
When they were down in our pits in Pahrump, and we had mentioned something about getting her in a car down there.
Yeah, I know back in, I don't know, November, December, she went down to California and tested a road truck, what do you call them, speed trucks out of Irwindale.
Right, the Irwindale Super Trucks, which at the time was racing with the ASA speed trucks because, of course, Irwindale closed down and Super Trucks didn't have anywhere to race, so... They combined them and was racing ASA Speed Truck Series.
And that's the division you were racing in, right?
Right, we have two trucks for that series. But they had some trouble earlier on this year, and they're going to have a winter series. But the interesting thing is there's a series up north. It's an ASA series. It's similar rules that are similar to our ASA Truck Series rules. They're called ASA Pro Trucks up north. They run the north circuit of tracks up north. And... they actually have on their schedule a dirt race. It's been mixed in with their asphalt races. Yeah, they kind of took lead from, the Camping World trucks and did the same thing. So I'm curious to see how they did. They got, I think it's coming up in September, so I'll have to keep an eye on that and let you know how that goes for.
So they're in for a big test today, and shocks and springs and air pressures and.
Oh yeah, they're
running
a Goodyear Credit tire, first time. Of course, this is the first time in 43 years that NASCAR has been on dirt. So
wow.
Something big. There's going to be 30 trucks starting. Eldora, half-mile track, keep in mind. Eldora is a half-mile dirt track, and there's going to be 30 trucks starting. We're talking about asphalt drivers that's never raced on the dirt before and some guys that have raced on the dirt. And, of course, Tony Stewart watching, you know, as things go. As you know, he owns Eldora Speedway. So,
man, I'd like to be there for that show. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
And the fabricators back at the shop are going, no, we're not running dirt.
You should see the practice session. They got tape on the, because they're hitting the wall. They're trying to get in the soft dirt with the right rear tire, and they're scraping the wall, scraping the sides of the spoilers off, and they got duct tape on everything. It's pretty cool stuff.
I didn't see it.
I don't got time to see that, Mike.
I can
see the fabricators back at the shop going, no, not another right rear quarter panel. Oh, man. Dirt racing is dirt racing, slipping and sliding. You know, that's something that is really interesting to watch these trucks going around. And those ass ends are light to begin with.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. I don't know what they're doing to the suspension.
I mean, suspensions and air pressures, that's what... you got to deal with.
And what they're saying is the Goodyear tire that they're running is, you know, a treaded dirt tire for dirt racing, but they said it's a hard compound tire. So what's happening is, you know, obviously the track's dry slick, and that's the way they wanted it to go. They wanted it to go dry slick, but it's a harder compound tire, so it's not laying down a lot of rubber. It's just packing the dirt more. So they don't know what it's going to do to the track, but, of course, they got in between dirt late models and so on, so maybe some of them guys are going to lay down some rubber.
Yeah.
So.
I'm surprised, nobody had contacted Chad and looked to test any trucks down there right in our backyard, you know.
I know, Brandon Gaughan's racing in that, you know, race. I don't know if he ever got with the dirt track out here and did anything. Of course, I'm just... guessing that maybe he did, but I don't know.
You know, Chad never brought up anything. He usually would say something if he had a speed truck coming down to test.
Not a speed truck,
you know.
World Park, right?
That's something, Mike. That's something maybe we should look to do next year, man.
You've been
on dirt.
Let's turn your speed trucks into dirt trucks.
Well, no,
how's
that's
that?
Something that like I was saying, they up north, they have pro trucks. There's similar rules.
You say up north. Is that Washington, Oregon, Montana?
Oregon, Northern California, Oregon, that circuit, Idaho.
Okay.
In that area, they have a pro truck series, ASA series.
All right. That's something to think about, you know? I mean, you yourself, you've been on dirt, so that might be a big advantage for you taking... that truck out there.
I don't know. I end up in the wall.
No. Not at all.
It would be cool. I'd like to see that. You know, and this series needs to do something to help build its car count back up and the confidence of the guys that own trucks out there. They need to build this back up to get us back, you know, get the car counts up.
Now, you said they televised the testing?
It was on Speed.
Speed?
Yep.
Really?
Four,
are they going? Are they going to televise the race itself tomorrow? That's
on
tomorrow.
Speed. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yep. Tomorrow's the race. They got qualifying tomorrow, and I'm guessing they're doing heats and the race mains tomorrow. Make sure you catch that.
Wish I was there.
DVR. Not that DVR. DVD recorder.
There you go. That's a DVR. Is it 3/8? No. Yeah. One-third.
A third.
Third
mile.
That's something. I bet you the Barkers are up there.
I think they are.
I bet you they're up there checking that out. That's for sure.
They want to move into that truck series in Camping World. You just need to get buddy-buddy with Kyle Busch. Maybe they can get her in the 51 truck. Huh?
There you go. Have Ron give him a call. All right, I got an extra truck. I'll buy the tires. Now, that must be costly for them. One race a season and going in these Goodyear tires, you know, just
right.
because they're going to run them once and then yep. they're going to sit.
Right. You know, and one thing they were saying about those tires, like I said, the tire treads are not wearing down on them, which is funny. But when they come out from the mold, they come out with the sharp edges on the tread are like 1-inch by 1-inch squares, and they have a sharp edge on them. And they're saying what's happening is that the tread's not wearing down, but the edges are wearing off, so they're not getting the bite just because the fine edges are wearing off.
Oh.
So it's pretty interesting, some of the little things that are happening that, you know, of course, the proteins have a lot of R&D in these things.
Yeah, the edge is the weakest point, and it's going to get chewed up first. But the rest of the tread is not going anywhere. Well, it depends if it goes dry slick or ruddy.
It's going to be dry slick. They said Tony Stewart wanted it to be dry slick, and that's what it's going to be. So, I mean, they prepped it for like the last 7 days, they said, but, you know, they knew they wanted to run these as a dry slick track.
The sheet metal guys back at the shop are still going, no. Either that or they're saying job security.
The duct tape investors, you know, have gone up.
Yeah.
Stock on duct tape went up.
The stock on duct tape.
Right.
Well, that should be interesting. I wish I was there, man.
You know,
I wish
me
I
too.
See that. That must be
Gary,
awesome.
We'll get Gary to call Kaylee or Ron Barker and get a inside look at what's going on up there if he's up there. We'll see if Gary can do that tomorrow.
That's an idea. Get the down low, man.
Yeah.
Yes, I will try.
Find out what's
I'll
going on.
I'll do my homework.
Yep. Is he one of your friends on Facebook?
No, but she is.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
So, you don't have a Facebook.
Oh, smart man.
He's one of them old guys like some other people we know.
He hasn't caught up yet.
Oh, here we go again.
Well, here I'm thinking Facebook. That's probably going to be the next MySpace here because everybody's talking about Instagram and this other stuff that's the latest stuff happening. And
I don't know. I heard a rumor like MySpace was trying to make a comeback. Is that true? I don't know. We got a MySpace out there that's still got pictures on it, man.
Right.
Ay, ay, ay.
I'm just looking for some updates on that testing out there. Is all.
Oh, okay.
I know. I think it was, I'm not sure. I think it was Austin Dillon had the fast time, believe it or not, and he's never raced dirt before.
He's never run dirt before.
Nope. But, you know, he knows trucks and he knows racing. So, and that was before they probably turned the TV off, but I was watching a little bit of that.
Searching around every lap for where the truck's going to go faster, man, because tracks change.
Yeah.
They change a lot. I mean, even at the dry slick, you're still looking for a line. You're looking, at least I am, behind the wheel. If I'm not moving forward, I'm looking to see in front of me who is moving forward, or if I get past, I want to see where he's moving, that he's running a faster lap time, you know, and I'll try. I mean, sometimes the car does work, it doesn't work, but if mine's not working, I'm looking for the guy who's rolling along and going to try and find where he's getting the bite.
Well,
you
exactly.
know,
yeah.
that's dirt racing, because the track is constantly changing. You might be out front and get tracked down by the second place car, and you're not going nowhere because you're not getting the bite.
Right.
You know, I mean, we had that Gary. I had a half a track lead on him, and it was the last 7-8 laps of the race. He was on my tail. He knew where his car was going to work and ran a different line. I couldn't see what line he was running, but, you know, it's I've done that behind Gary, watching him and just slowly reeling him in. I mean, Gary did a lot quicker coming up on me than I did on him.
Right.
But you're constantly searching where your car is going to go forward, where the bite is. The track always changes. That's what I enjoy about dirt racing. It's never the same. I mean, I've seen a change in one lap. I've seen a change in three laps. I've seen a change in five laps. And, I mean, there's times where I've hit a groove and the car just flew. and then get 15 laps into the race, all of a sudden it's not there anymore. You know? So that's what's fun about dirt racing. You got to think. You're constantly, constantly thinking out there where to put that car.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's something that if you haven't experienced dirt, you know, if you're used to asphalt, now's your chance, you know, especially if you're running LVMS, let's say the Bomber Division out there. There's no races going on right now. Now's the perfect time to take them out to Pahrump.
Yeah.
Start back up there and get to know the dirt.
Yeah.
You know, learn what it's about. And you want to do what the first one, two guys are doing, which we got two of them right here in the studio, Mr. Gary Wyatt and J.J. Nunn, usually running 1-2 finishes out there at Pahrump Valley Speedway. You know, and you got to do what you guys are doing because you guys are making it happen and finishing 1-2. So obviously you guys are doing something right. And
it's fun. 10 years down there, I started going down there in 03, and I was bit. The first time I ran down there, I was bit. This was a blast. I said, we have to do this. And then we went back in 04, and we did the Harvest Fest. We had twin 20s, which was great on Friday night and on Saturday night. I was all it took was once. That's how much fun I had down there. At the time, I was running a 1976 Monte Carlo, and that only come in at like 3,200 pounds. And then I started running the Buick, the tuna boat. That come in at 4,200 pounds and sliding that thing sideways. Oh, that was a ton of fun. So, I mean, yeah, the guys come down, more than welcome, come on down. You're not going to mess up with us. We've had several drivers down there already, and they've enjoyed it. We'd love to have them back. We've had a couple drivers come down from Tonopah.
Yep.
So, you know, that's...
Now, when you guys coming back racing again, if you want to mention that?
August 3rd.
August 3rd, 7 p.m. evening race.
Races start at 7 p.m. Pit gates open at 4 o'clock. Stands open at 5 o'clock. Driver's meeting is at 6 o'clock. Packing usually starts at 6:30, 6:45. And
is there any advice you want to give? Let's say somebody has never been to the dirt track and they decide, you know, hey, I want to come down. You know how sometimes you get a little gun-shy and you just don't know what to expect. Any kind of information you can let somebody know that they might want to bring or do or...
Well,
something before they come down, if they bring their car.
If they're not bringing a car, okay, or if they do bring a car, all right, get into the pits, come find us. We're in the upper pits. We'll be more than happy to answer any questions.
Like you? What if they don't like you, but they still want to come down? What can they do?
Everybody likes us.
Well, you got other drivers out there. We're usually running 6-7 other divisions. If they don't like us, you'd be surprised. You can go to a mod driver, you can go to a coupe driver, you can go to a super stock driver, mini stock driver, and ask for help. And I can guarantee you 99.9% of the drivers down there we'll ask, well, let's see your car. Give me 5 minutes. I'll be right over. Where's your car? That's the way it is down in Pahrump. Okay,
no.
That's how we started in 03. We had a mini stock driver who runs up in Tonopah, Wild Bill. All right. When we went down there, we had no idea. Bill Delahante was his name. He came over. He welcomed us and said, look, this is you guys ever raced dirt before. You need to look at your air pressures. You need to look at this. You need to look at that. Okay. And he recommended, one of the first things he recommended was 2 to 3 door bars on the passenger side. That wasn't a requirement. You know, we were running our bull ring. You know, these cars that we run now run at the bull ring. Last year we took them to Havasu. It's a possibility we may go up to Tonopah with them. But... you could ask any driver. Gary and I would be more than welcome. Tim, Alex Williams, who rolls with us, come find us in the pits. We'll be more than happy to help you out.
Let's say before they get to the track, let's say before they leave Vegas, stuff, is there anything they should bring with them or anything different they should do than going out to the asphalt track?
Tear-offs.
Tear-offs would be the tear-offs. That's something that tear-offs. Most people don't think of.
Right.
And if you don't know what tear-offs are,
and if they're running a windshield, they need to remove the windshield.
Okay, so that's a big one. So
they can,
if you've got a windshield,
they can,
remove
they
the windshield.
They can run with it, but not when they're in the heat race and it's muddy as all.
But the main's for the dry stick. See, that's something that, like, the Camping World trucks, they're running windshields, but they're running dry slick track, too. So, and that might be one of the things. They're not going to get a lot of mud slung at them or anything on their windshield.
But
okay, no windshields.
Yeah.
And with no windshield, you got a screen. And then tear off for your
chicken
windshield.
Wire, quarter inch, eighth inch screen. Just self-tap the screen inside the windshield. You know, some guys run half screens.
Nice.
I know the guys out at Bullring and Havasu, they have three bars, down bars in front of the driver that's required.
Now, what do the rules say for the bomber rules for a screen? Does it have to have, like, a center bar and then just enough screen to cover the driver? Or
I believe it says in front of the driver.
Okay.
Yeah. I prefer a full screen.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I'm sure you had mud slung at you from a different angle.
That's it. Now
that's the guy throwing them at you from the fan side.
Yes.
Perspective. They're grabbing mud and throwing them at JJ.
Now I'm a little different than 99.9% of the drivers out there. See, Gary runs tear offs. I don't use tear offs. But what I add on top of that chicken wire, that quarter inch screen that I have across the windshield, is that I use window screen. That's even finer.
That seems like it would be worse because, you know, it's like anything else, it's going to catch more. And if it catches more, you can't see.
Well, the mud falls off of it faster.
Believe it or not, the mud attaches to the chicken screen.
Right.
And
right.
It hangs on. The window screen is nylon. And it's very, 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 very tiny holes. Window screen is window screen, and the mud doesn't adhere to it that
easily.
It
makes a lot of sense. Right.
Maybe one race I had a problem with this year when I think Chad dumped the entire reservoir on the track.
Right.
You know?
And for me, I use tear-offs, and I go through a whole bunch of them because I'm always in the
how
back.
Many,
so.
How many do you stack on?
Right.
I stack 10 at a time.
Ten tear-offs at a time.
Yes.
Well, I put two on when I go out in the mini stocks. I'm pulling off the track.
I like to see where I'm going.
Yeah, tear-offs if you're running quarter-inch chicken screen, and, you know, I prefer my window. Window screening, regular window. Matter of fact, the first screen I took out was my wife was missing it on the side of the house.
Yes.
Because I wanted to test it.
Do you prefer the black or the silver screen?
Believe it or not.
Whichever one is at the house at the time.
Right, whichever is on your back door screen. Right?
Believe it or not, we don't leave the screen that galvanized or aluminum.
Okay.
Okay, it's nothing. We spray paint flat black.
Right.
Or primer gray. Because it reflects from the lights.
Yep.
And we don't like that reflection. So that's just something else that we do to cut down on the glare.
Right.
There, if you look at our cars, they're flat black or gray. I don't know. Mine is flat black. Gary's might be gray. But we do that also. So, you know, so windshield, screen, tear-offs. What else? Pressures. If you come down, we'll help you out. You know, we run variety weight of cars. Okay, 2,800, 3,000. I've run a 4,000-pound car. We'll be more than happy to set yourself up with pressures because the four corners, my four corners are all different.
Right.
Okay, I have Alex take care of that. I don't worry about that. Alex hasn't done wrong. This is the same weighted car that Billy Grasser used to run. I'm running a Mercury Cougar. Billy ran a Ford Thunderbird.
You know what they say, don't piss off the tire guy.
But
I don't
question. Alex got the tire pressures from Billy. Okay. They worked for me so far. I haven't had a track that I think I changed it once. Two tires, I wanted a little more air let out of because the track went dry slick. I know I would have done it with this past race because this past race Saturday, that track was dry slick after the heats. So I let Alex take care of that. I don't question it. I just ask him, are the tires? I don't even have to watch. It's taken care of. Tim takes care of torquing the lugs and all that other stuff, and I don't worry about it. I got a great crew. You know, I got Gary leading them up. So,
Is there anything like scrapers, plastic scrapers, anything like that that somebody should bring, or WD or anything like that? I don't know.
Now, when I first went down there, Bill, we were using diesel fuel.
I know there's a lot of different tricks out there.
Keep the mud off the tires or the bottom half. Mm-hmm. We don't use that. Okay, we just wax the cars. That's all. Wash them clean, get them done, and put wax on them. We put anything on the tires and rims. And, yes, we do have a snow scraper to take that mud off in between the heat and the main or packing to the heat.
That's a few things that somebody might not
bring. We have a shovel. We got two shovels, right. A small one, a large one. Yeah, you are scraping
this
stuff.
You got shovels and spare tires in your trunk while you race, too, from what
yep.
I hear.
And, I mean, that's what's nice about bombers.
Right.
Is that you have a storage, a secondary storage to
exactly.
haul stuff around in. You got your trunk.
Plenty of trunk space.
You know, you put your tools and you put your gas cans and your spare tires and your shovels.
Now, would that be considered weight shifting devices, you know, that you're not normally not supposed to have in a car?
Yeah, well, I'll be honest with you. Yeah, that's happened. Not in the main.
Right.
But. We've had the team owner come in after a heat race and ask, what the hell is that in the back of my trunk? And everybody just head the other way and be like, didn't you take the tires out? No, I thought you took the tires
Oops.
Out. Didn't you take the tires out? And I was like, spare tires still in the trunk. It's happened.
Hey, you know, that's the fun part about the Bomber division or a division like the Bombers. You know, you're out there, you're having fun. It's an entertainment division. You're out there to entertain and, you know, have a good time and, you know, and be serious about it all,
yep.
All in one. So
yep.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Something else we do, we chicken wire in front of the radiator. Also, same premise as the windshield. And I also run window screen in front of the chicken wire. So the radiator doesn't get clogged up with mud and dirt. The more mud and dirt, the less airflow, the hotter your motor rolls.
Right.
So that's something else. I don't know, Gary, what else is there that we could help people out?
From the West Coast, that's radiator along with the radiator.
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 Yeah.
Here we go.
But, I don't know, Gary, what else do we do that... you know, if somebody was to come down, windshield, radiator screen, tools.
Yes, no, they normally wouldn't use
those. Tear-offs.
You want something protecting the radiator, which you guys already covered.
Right.
Tire pressures.
Other than that,
tire pressures from what the bullring runs to the
dirt.
Yeah, right.
Because they are different. They are definitely different. The tires don't heat up as much.
Right.
You want to run them a little bit lower pressure to put as much footprint on the dirt as much as possible. Now, we have aired up sometimes, and we have dropped.
Right, and that's going to be depending on the track.
Depending
how the track's
on what the
track
is doing. But
right.
A majority of the time, what we run in the heat, we'll run in the main.
Okay.
So, you know, a tire gauge and finding somebody with a air compressor, you know, that would be an ideal thing to do. If you run the tire pressures that you run on a pavement track, you're going to be slip sliding all over the place. The
right.
entire, it's just you're not going to get the grip you want. So, I really...
Sounds like
Mike, that's a great question. You know, for those that are thinking of coming out, that's a great question. What to do? You know,
well, hopefully some guys will want to come out and come play around. With
if you have more, you find us up in the upper pits in the back. You know, come on out. We'll be more than happy to walk through the car and help you out to make you go fast. I mean, we don't have all the answers.
Well, no,
you know,
sometimes you just want the right direction to go in, and
yes,
that's what anybody wants.
We can head you in the right direction, give you a good idea, come on out, have fun with us. Like I said, we've had several drivers come down, more than happy, you know, to help you out and where you need to be. And, you know, if you get tired of running at the Bullring 12th and 15th and 18th and last.
You better run in the top five.
Come on down to Pahrump. You'd be surprised. Dirt is a great equalizer. You do not need a ton of money. Okay. This is the way I look at it. Okay. You know, and I'm not degrading anybody or anybody's skills or comparing pavement to dirt. But for me, I have found pavement is 75% car, 25% driver. Dirt is 25% car, 75% driver. That's my opinion. You want to criticize me on it? You know, I'm sure there's an argument out there for it somewhere. But I've taken the worst cars, okay? And my tuna boat not being in the best condition, I've won with that 4,200-pound car.
You know, and to be honest, I've been really impressed with what you've done with the cars that you're in. Not that you're in any junk by any means.
Oh, no.
But,
Gary gives me a great car.
Right, you're out there.
But you're out there
and you're taking these things up front and, you know, and being able to drive these things. And what you're saying, though, one good thing is you're learning how to change your driving style throughout the night. You know, you're learning because the track's changing and you've got to change with the track, which a lot of times you don't have to do that on an asphalt track. So you're learning as a driver how to make changes on the fly.
You've got to adjust turn by turn. And how you take turn one and two doesn't mean that's the way you take three and four.
Right. And then after three more laps, it doesn't mean it's going to happen again.
And it don't mean you're going to take one and two the same way you did three laps prior.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, Gary and I have had a number of discussions. It was like, man, I had three and four. I was coming out of three. And then Gary would say, no, three was killing me, but one and two, I was hot. You know, I could get out of two, but, man, three was – and it, you know, you got to adjust yourself, like you said and like we said earlier – the track changes. You got to put the car where the car is going to work on the track.
Exactly. That's where, you know, where I think the 75% driver comes in. It's not, you know, you're not putting down it by any means, like you said, the asphalt versus dirt or
not
anything
at all.
That. It's true. You do have to adapt constantly on a dirt track, you know, throughout the night. So it really makes for a better driver,
yep.
I would think,
and
you know,
patience.
In the long run. And patience, exactly.
Patience. I mean, one of the... I start
two or three of them.
Yes, Doctor Wyatt.
You're good by yourself, JJ.
I watched one person, which I'm glad he came out last week. One of the person that I've watched for 10 years race down in Pahrump and Mojave, that is the epitome of patience, is Dan Fitzgerald. I learned so much from him, watched him come from dead last over and over and over again and have the patience to take that car to the front. I like starting last. I mean, there was a season there that I just wanted to run last. I had four wins one season down there, and those wins came from me starting last.
Right.
Okay. And patience is a lot. Watching... at an advantage, I got 7, 8, 9, 10 cars in front of me sliding around. I'm able to sit back there and see which car is going forward and which isn't. And then, like we said earlier, picking your groove. Hey, the 10 car's moving. Nobody else is. He found something that nobody else has. Maybe I need to get in his groove and start running that. So it's, like I said, 75% driver and any car can win at any time. I'm waiting for somebody to bring a six-cylinder down there and kick our asses. Really. Because it's not about the money.
Nope.
It's not about how much you got in the motor. Okay? I mean, believe me, Gary and I are not outspending anybody down there. Okay. We are not outspending. We are not buying wins. Okay. I can honestly say that. Gary's got two championships down there. All right. Believe me, 2 years, Gary is not outspending anybody. He may be outworking people. Okay. But on any given night, any given car can win. And that depends on where the driver puts it. Okay. I mean, there's races down there just this year. I ended up a mess. Okay. I got cars down there that I beat 2-3 times.
Right.
And then on the fourth race, these guys are blowing by me because I can't figure out where my car is working.
Well, you know, and as far as...
And there are days that your car just don't plain and simple work.
Right.
There are days
right.
that, you know, in the dirt, it just plain and simply don't want to work.
You miss the tire pressures. Okay. Your setup just isn't working for the track. Okay. Gary and I know where it's going to work. We have a good idea when it's going to change. All right. You get the feeling of the car. But it's a different race every time out. We're not.
Different lap.
Believe me. I will say it again. We are not outspending anybody down there. This is the basics of basics. This is what your motor is going on.
The motor I have in my car right now is the 06 motor.
Okay.
It's actually so detuned.
Okay.
With
this
gear.
We don't have a stockpile of motors. We don't have a stockpile of parts. Okay. The motors that is in the 33 has been in the 33 for 6-7 years. It was rebuilt last year. Okay. But it's the same motor. This is we're not pulling these motors every other week and dropping a fresh motor in.
And again, you know, you're talking about a lot of driving experience and all that. And going back to Dan Fitzgerald, there's a guy that's coming up close to 700 races under his belt, you know, 700 starts. And there's a guy that could probably tell you, you know, it doesn't always go your way, you know, whether it's equipment.
And JJ's right. If something happened to my motor in my 65 car, I would probably be out for the year because I don't have the funds to build a new motor for.
You know, we'd be scrambling to fix that. We lost the motor in the 33 last year. Okay. And we were scrambling for 2 weeks just to get that back together for Alex. You know, and that was a 48-hour overnight job for Alex and Gary to put that thing together and piece it back together. It's fun. Dirt is fun. You don't have to spend a lot of money doing it. We don't run transponders down there. We don't run race receivers down there. There is no NASCAR license required down there.
Well,
okay.
And that's a good point. That's where a lot of the costs are cut down. And obviously, if you're in an IMCA division, you have to have IMCA licensing and all that. But if you're in the mini stocks down at Crump Valley Speedway, the bombers down at Crump Valley Speedway, Cam Coops down there, you're not going to have dwarfs. You're not going to be required to have
modified mini. You know, you got four divisions you can enter in there, and you don't have all these extra expenditures.
Right.
You know.
That's where the cost, you know, where it helps level out and make it affordable for you to race. You know, it's local racing at its best. So
yeah, the initial investment, it's a break even from my tow money towing down there to paying pit fees up here and transponder fee and
fee. And you don't want to talk about it as an investment. We all know money goes out
and
money
don't
still keeps
back.
Going out when you're in racing. That's the way it goes. So.
Well, that's adrenaline junkies, you know. We need that fix of adrenaline. So.
And I tell you, man, everybody knows I love the bullring. I love to race the bullring. But,
one of the best premier tracks, the bullring, it definitely is.
But, man, I am having fun on the dirt. It's absolutely fun. And like we said earlier, not one turn is the same every time.
Right.
You know,
well, you know what, and I think like JC Motorsports in general is at its point where, you know, you've experienced the bull ring for so many years. You have your time in at Pahrump Valley Speedway. You know, you kind of have a taste of all the different tracks in the area, and that taste, you know, kind of gets bigger. You know, you got to have more. It's like anything else. You know, you got to have more of it as it comes. And we got plenty of racetracks in this local area that need to be raced. You know, what from you know Tonopah to Northern Nevada.
Yeah.
You know, have you even hit every track in Nevada yet? Probably not.
No.
That might be a good quest
for
you.
We're getting there.
My bucket list is growing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and we got all the surrounding tracks, you know, asphalt, some half-mile tracks. We got Toyota Speedway opening, you know, it's not Toyota anymore, Irwindale Speedway open back up. We have Kern County Speedway now, another half-mile, you know, West Coast premier track.
Orange Show. It's
on
my...
Orange Show
Dirt,
right. We got Victorville. They still run down there.
That's on my list, man. I want to get out to Orange Show.
So, a lot of fun racing out there. You know, just because they're not racing at one place, they're definitely racing somewhere.
Yep.
So,
and you know, there was a wise man once told me, if you leave the bull ring and travel, you'll have a whole lot more fun.
Well,
and
you know,
believe
it's funny,
me,
yeah.
I'm having fun.
You know, I remember my earlier days when I first got into the mini stocks out at the bull ring, and I used to hear these guys racing down in Havasu and these other places. I was like, man, you guys, how do you do it, man? You telling me you run down there for the weekend and race and then come back home? There's no way. But that's what's happening. You know, now I'm wiser, older and wiser.
Yep.
It's fun.
It happens.
It's fun. Not to go backwards, but we went to Havasu last year. Just said, took both the cars down, okay, after a race in Pahrump. And we were approached by a couple drivers, and they said, oh, where are you guys? You guys run this at the bullring? And Gary goes, no. So, well, where do you run this? And he said, oh, we run it on the dirt track, Pahrump. He said, on dirt? And they took a look at the car.
And
Gary opened up the hood and the trunk and looked at it and said, this is a dirt car?
People have a misconception about what a dirt car is supposed to look like.
You know, it completely mangled and full of clay.
Right.
We had,
guess
and
what?
This
they
just
do
wasn't.
Wash off.
This just wasn't one driver.
Right.
We had both our cars, and we said, "Yeah, they both run it. These both are dirt cars." They thought we ran at the bull ring.
Yeah. Matter of fact, we told them, "Oh yeah, we just ran this at the dirt track last weekend."
That's funny.
Oh wait.
Yeah.
I said, "It's a miracle what water will do."
Yeah.
Exactly. Hey, real quick, I know we could talk about racing all night long, but we got a couple minutes left. You want to go ahead and mention some of your sponsors?
Sure. You know, Steve at Nevada Pick Apart, thank you very much. Anthony at Camp Out, Dale and Nick at DNN Equipment, TheBomberNation.com. Let's see, Jesse at Day Auto Works. Did I miss anybody? I don't think I have. Appreciate everything, all our sponsors, what you do for us. You're really important. We couldn't be having fun without you guys. Michael, thank you very much for having us on Wheels Now. I've had a blast behind the microphone, and those are our sponsors. Thanks to Chad Broadhead down there in Pahrump. I want to thank Tim Bell, my crew chief, and Alex Williams. The 33 wouldn't be running the way you guys run, so the way you guys take care of it. So just want to thank everybody out there. Really appreciate it.
You know, one of mine, obviously, is Nevada Pick Apart. Steve, he really has helped me out over the years. So, yeah, definitely want to thank him. But
I want to thank Gary, my team owner.
Yeah.
Gary, I took the race for him. So,
You know, and to all your guys' sponsors, you know, I want to thank you because businesses like that help other racers out there, help other races get other sponsors. So thanks to your guys and sponsors also, you guys and everybody out there. Again,
and we're already talking about Touch of Trucks.
Yep.
August 3rd.
Touch of Trucks, not next week. Yeah. We're going to be talking about it before. So.
We're already planning for
it. Next week, live.
Thank you.
Thank you. From WorldNow.com.